is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Cops killed in Charlotte, North Carolina. A joint federal and local fugitive task force went to arrest a man. There was a gunfight, 8 officers shot, 4 killed, as was the person they were trying to arrest. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper met with the families of the murdered cops.
I let them know that on behalf of the people of North Carolina, that we are grateful for them and the lives of those officers who put their lives on the line, and how much we appreciate it.
In Nogales, Arizona, prosecutors say they will not retry George Allen Kelly for gunning down a Mexican man on Kelly's property last year. The jury in the 75-year-old's trial couldn't reach a unanimous verdict, the judge declaring a mistrial. House and Senate negotiators have agreed on a $105 billion bill designed to improve air travel safety. Among other things, it'll increase the number of air traffic controllers. This is ABC News. California and a New Jersey pharmaceutical company have a deal under which California will begin selling its own generic version of the opioid overdose reversing Narcan. An outfit named Amneal Pharmaceuticals will sell naloxone to California for $24 a pack, or about 40% cheaper than the market rate. The state will give away many of the packs for free to first responders, universities, and community organizations. It'll also sell to municipalities and businesses at a discount. The Mona Lisa. Moving?
It's considered one of the world's greatest masterpieces. And now, Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa could get a room of its own in the Louvre Museum. According to the museum's president, the move would give visitors a better experience, especially as many visit for the famous painting alone. The Mona Lisa has also recently been targeted by protesters. The latest incident involved environmental activists throwing soup at the glass casing protecting the portrait. The painting was not damaged. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State School Superintendent Jill Underley says her agency can't implement Wisconsin's new literacy programs until lawmakers approve funding for them. Republican legislators are claiming in court the state can't spend $50 million for new reading initiatives because of a partial veto by Governor Evers. Hundreds of students are encamped at the University of Wisconsin Library Mall to protest Israel's war in Palestine. A group called Students for Justice in Palestine organized the event. It finds its protests against, quote, ongoing genocide and Zionist war crimes in Gaza and against student repression in the U.S. Protesters are demanding an end to the war, as well as for UW-Madison to divest from corporations that do business in Israel. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the bottom of the ninth. The Brewers' Jake Bowers at the plate, and a called 3 strike got past the catcher, but Bowers was called for interference, preventing the tying run from coming in. Milwaukee losing at home 1-0, thanks to a bad call by the umpire, says Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Of course, you're frustrated. You know, really, you're frustrated. There's a lot to be frustrated about, but you can't let yourself do it for too long. It happened. We put ourselves in that position. But when that does happen, there's a lot of one-run games. When that does happen, you want them to get it right. And I believe 100% they got it wrong. according to what I just read in the room.
NBA, it's do or die for the Bucks, down 3-1 tonight against the Pacers here in Milwaukee for Game 5. So what's been hurting the Bucks?
You know, when you shoot better than the other team, but they take, 17 more shots than you, you're not going to win that game. It's hard to win that game, and yet we still could have.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, west winds, and by daybreak, temperatures in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, we'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies, highs reaching the lower 70s. Tuesday night, some showers and thunderstorms across the area. Right now, it's 48.
Earl Ingram.
Tuesday morning, join Sandy Williams and I as we take a look back to the presidency of Donald Trump.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Say.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is the president and co-CEO of Free Press, freepress.net, Craig Aaron, and at Free Press on Twitter and freepress.net on the internet. Craig, welcome back to the program. It's been a while since we talked. The FCC, you say, heard the outcry and did its job. Tell us about this.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, Tom. Always a pleasure to be with you. And I like being able to come on and actually share some good news for a change. And that good news is that the Federal Communications Commission last week reinstated what's called the net neutrality rules and what's called Title II of the Communications Act, which is an important part of communications law. And all this had been torn down by the Trump administration, which essentially abandoned or abdicated its responsibility for regulating the internet. That's been restored by FCC Chair Jessica Rosenworcel in the Biden administration, meaning that, again, net neutrality is the law of the land. And net neutrality is this really fundamental but simple idea that says when you go online, you should be able to go wherever you want, do whatever you want, download whatever you want. And it's not up to your phone or cable company to decide which sites and services and apps are going to work and which won't. It should be up to you as the user. And so that's an important and now long fought victory that means the internet is maybe a little closer to working how it should.
There's also an issue of privacy, is there not, Craig?
No question about it. This is where there's been, ups and downs over the last 10 or 15 years, fights on this issue of net neutrality. But the key thing that the FCC did is they said the Federal Communications Commission has the authority to regulate the internet because it's a telecommunication service. It's a two-way conversation. And that gives the agency a lot more ability to protect privacy, which is a top concern of people everywhere, to be able to step in if your phone or cable company is violating your privacy, because they, of course, know a lot about you, who you're calling, where you're going, all of these things. So it's very important that regulators have the tools to step in if and when there's a problem.
Yeah. What's going to happen? I mean, the phone companies, when they got when Ajit Pai, you know, the Verizon lawyer who Trump put in charge of the FCC in 2017, when he ended the Title II net neutrality protections, my understanding is that right away the internet service providing industry started tracking everything we do. Selling our information all over the country, started cutting deals with big, internet providers, particularly some of the streaming providers, to give them fast lane service and things like that. So there's these two things. There's the kind of the remnant of the fast lane, slow lane stuff, and I don't know how much that ever really caught on or how big a problem that became for people. And then there's also the, they can compile all this information about every website you ever visited. They could read your emails. They could read, everything coming in and going out. They've been compiling this stuff for, 7 years now? And, what are they doing with all that data that they've got on us already?
Well, I think you sort of raised two different issues. So one, in terms of them, interfering, fast lanes, slow lanes, a lot of those plans, though they've admitted time and again that given the ability to discriminate, they'd be happy to do so. A lot of those were thwarted because the state of California actually passed a law when the FCC got, you know, abandoned their authority. California said, hold on, we're going to step in and at least protect those core net neutrality protections. So that's something that did happen that bought some time for, again, now this new proceeding to come underway under the Biden administration for them to actually get it right. So that's a step in the right direction. We're able to avoid some of the worst case scenarios. When it comes to privacy, we still have a really fundamental need for comprehensive privacy legislation. We don't have updated laws protecting our privacy. And these are things that, you know, show up in everything that we do, our ability to rent an apartment or get federal aid or, you know, any number of things where, you know, the data and how you're profiled, you know, as we know, there's sort of algorithmic abuse happening in every facet of society. They're using it to set people's jail sentences. You know, this is all this data fits into all these things, and all these companies know if they have access to this data and they can sell it, that's where they're going to make money. So what we do want is these companies, if we're in doing business with them and everybody wants that internet connection so they can do whatever they want to do, so they can listen to this show and watch these videos wherever they might be, if they can't happen to, you know, tune in and get it over the air. So we know that they're going to have this information, but what we want these companies to do is just do the job of connecting us to the internet and then get out of the way. They don't need to be collecting all of this extra information and marketing and selling it to spying agencies and what have you. There's simply no reason for them to collect the vast majority of this information. This authority helps. What would help even more is Congress finally acting for comprehensive privacy legislation that puts people back in control of their own data.
Yeah, I'm completely with you. We're talking with Craig Aaron. He's the president and co-CEO of FreePress.net. Craig, I don't know if I've told you this before, but Nigel Peacock and I for, a couple of decades back in the 70s, from the mid-70s through the late 90s, I guess, it would have been right up until 97, we ran a whole bunch of forums on CompuServe, for CompuServe, mm-hmm. and we're very well paid for that. I mean, you know, we had 20, 30 people who were working with us as sysops. We had a monthly budget of a little over $20,000 a month that CompuServe gave us, and we kept the forums clean. And because back then, you know, prior to the 96, you know, Section 230 of the Telecommunications Act, back then, right. if somebody did something wrong on one of those CompuServe forums and we didn't catch it within a reasonable period of time and remove it, CompuServe could be held liable. That produced a very reasonable internet experience. I mean, this was before HTML. This was before the web, you know?
Yes.
But we had clean places and we kept the lights on and we got a lot of good stuff done. And in fact, we produced a book out of the ADHD forum that I ran that is now in the Smithsonian, you know, as an example of technology and medicine. Is there any serious effort? Is there any kind of growing consensus among members of Congress that, number one, Section 230 went too far when it just eliminated all liability? I mean, the New York Times still has liability for what they publish. Why doesn't Google, right? Or why doesn't Facebook or Twitter, number one? And number two, the transparency of the algorithm. I mean, it seems like it would be such a simple thing. There's all these allegations and charges that ever since Mark Zuckerberg started having, you know, private dinners mm-hmm. with Donald Trump, that Facebook mm-hmm. has been amplifying right-wing voices, and that Elon Musk is now overtly, you know, he's tweaked his algorithm to suppress progressive voices and amplify, you know, conservative voices. Why is it so hard for Congress to simply pass a law saying that any algorithm on a social media system or site has to be open source or publicly disclosed?
Well, I think it's a great question, Tom. I think there, you know, the why is it so hard is an age-old answer that you're very familiar with, which is, you know, billions of dollars spent on lobbying.
The Supreme Court legalized political bribery, yes.
So there you go. So you've certainly covered that topic at length for a long time. And the same factors are at play here. And of course, these Silicon Valley companies, which started out kind of clueless when it came to Washington, have now adopted all those proven strategies that they borrowed from the oil companies and the tobacco companies and the telephone companies too. So that's standing in the way of a lot of good policymaking, even though people are really outraged. And I think you know, in terms of algorithmic transparency, you know, I certainly agree. We definitely need that window in so experts can hold them accountable, so that independent academic researchers who can actually understand what's going on and evaluate the algorithms and the computer science have access to this, and it can be independently audited. These are things that we need to happen. I would agree with that. With Section 230, we may not be in exactly the same place, but I think there's some good common ground. So I don't think you just want to throw out Section 230 and suddenly have, you know, sites where people are posting, you know, making you liable for whatever's posted there. But I do think there's a middle ground where we talk about, what did these companies know? Where are they pulling the strings and tipping things in a certain direction? And if you can demonstrate that that's happening, then you should be able to take action. You should be able to sue these companies when they are legitimately at fault because of decisions they've made that have endangered people or done other things to discriminate and the like. I don't think it's a wholesale just throw.
Well, I'm not suggesting that. I mean, when we ran these forums for CompuServe,
we do.
When we ran the forums for CompuServe, the word that we got from, you know, their VP of legal was that basically we had 24 hours to take down objectionable content. Mm-hmm. And that would be considered a good faith effort. And right. if it cost them, you know, millions of dollars to pay all these sysops to do this across hundreds of forums. We just ran 34 of them. Zuckerberg is making billions of dollars a year. He would still make billions if he had
That's
to start
right.
paying the people who are running the various, you know, sites and groups on Facebook. He would make less money, but he certainly has the budget to do it. And
I couldn't,
you know,
agree
with the
more.
24-hour window, you know, why not just give them something very similar to the liability that newspapers, radio, and television have?
I think we do need that kind of actions, common sense reform, to where when the actions of these companies are causing harm, they can be held accountable. I think that's something most people can agree on. It makes sense. The other thing we need really see from politicians right now is a lot more pressure on these platforms, you know, while wielding the threat of you know, real changes here on what they're doing right now. Because right. as you suggest, Mark Zuckerberg and others are making billions and billions of dollars. And what are they doing? They're cutting the jobs, the trust and safety jobs.
That's
they're
right.
cutting even the insufficient number of moderators that they had working here as we go into an election year with incredibly high stakes, not just in the United States, but around the world. And everything that's, you know, terrible in English is far worse in other languages where they don't have even the, you know, the baseline staff actually stepping in.
Are there any members of Congress who are really good on this? I know Josh Hawley wrote a book about it, oddly enough.
I don't know that he makes the top of my list.
I think Ron Wyden is probably one of the most well-informed.
Ron Wyden is a great one on so many of these issues because he also, maybe more than any other member of Congress, really understands the dangers of surveillance and you know, how this data is being manipulated. So he's been pushing bills like the Fourth Amendment's Not for Sale Act, which prevent government officials from buying commercial data in order for the purposes of spying. You know, he's been out front on that, as well as, of course, all the spying authority stuff. So I think Rod Wyden's a good place to start. You know, Ro Khanna is someone who's looked at these issues. There are many, many members. Bernie Sanders, of course, on so many issues, has been a leader here. Ed Markey of Massachusetts. You know, these are all folks who are serious about looking at technology
Craig, I gotta
and its
run.
Impact on society.
Thank you. Thank
Thanks,
Craig
Tom.
Aaron,
appreciate it.
Freepress.net. Yeah, check it out. Craig, thank you so much.
Thanks again, Tom. Appreciate it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I like using credit cards for my daily spending, but that's not right for everyone. Ask yourself, do you pay off your entire bill every month? I mean the whole thing, not just the minimum. If you do, nice. Credit cards are working for you. You could be earning some cash back or points. But if you're not paying them off, well, then you are working for the credit card. You are definitely paying too much interest on what you're borrowing, and that points and cash math, yeah, that's never going to work in your favor. But hey, if that's your situation, don't get down on yourself. A lot of us have been there too. My tip? It's not rocket surgery. Stop spending on those cards until you pay your balances off. It'll take some effort and a good plan. I've got a video to help you out. Search for Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. I'm Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Seems like fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a couple of issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. And that's why I love feeding my dogs, Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off on Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. 24 minutes past the hour, and Maine Democrats. This is interesting. In Nebraska, one of the what would you call it, scenarios by which Joe Biden wins the election is if Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, the so-called blue states, all go for Biden. All the other swing states go for Trump. But if those three states go for Biden, and Biden wins Nebraska's second district, then he becomes president by essentially one vote. Here's how it works. Every 48 of the 50 states in the union award all of those states' electoral college votes to whoever wins the majority of the votes in the state. So, you know, if Biden beats Trump by 1 point or 20 points, it doesn't matter, in Michigan, for example, then all of Michigan's electoral college votes go to Biden. There's two states that the exceptions to this rule, Maine and Nebraska. And in Nebraska, it's got one electoral district that is basically Omaha. And in Maine, there's one that's like the populated South. And so Maine and Nebraska tend to split their vote. There tends to be one electoral vote for Trump and one electoral vote for Biden. And so Nebraska, what they're talking about doing, the Republicans in Nebraska who control the state, they're talking about doing away with that separation so that all of the votes in Nebraska go for whoever wins the state, which of course would be Trump. It's a red state. So now, in response to this, the Democrats who control Maine are saying, okay, if you do that, we're going to do that. In other words, we'll make all of Maine go. So Trump will lose that one vote he'd have in Maine if Biden loses that one electoral college vote that he would have in Nebraska. So keep an eye on this. It's high stakes. I mean, it's just crazy that we're even having this conversation, you know, that the electoral college is a stand-in for your and my votes, that the last Republican president who was initially elected by the people with a majority of the votes in the United States was in 1988, and it was George Herbert Walker Bush. No Republican has been elected president with the majority of votes initially. I get it, George W. Bush was had a majority for his reelection, but he never would have been standing for reelection if he had not been, you know, put in by the Supreme Court in 2000. So anyhow, it's just fascinating how the Republicans are doing everything they can to manipulate the Electoral College. Because, you know, their philosophy, if you can't win, cheat. It's very simple. Power at all costs. I'll pick up your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding and Sleepwear. And right now, I can save you 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth uses only fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom will love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep: temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather. That's my favorite thing. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase is backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. And remember to use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at CozyEarth.com. 35 minutes past the hour, and let's pick up some of your calls. Apparently, by the way, Blinken is either in or on his way to Saudi Arabia, and he just called on Hamas to accept Israel's offer. Apparently, he's helped negotiate an offer that he thinks is a pretty good one. Say what? Yeah, yeah. And, you know, whether they pick that up or not is a whole other thing. By the way, on the Christy Noem thing, somebody called in earlier and said that the Lincoln Project has a new piece out about this. It's just hysterical. And so we looked at it during the break, and we just queued it up. We're just going to play most of it. Here it is.
Dog owners know our furry friends can be a lot to keep up with. But when those tough moments come, you have options. Shooting your dog in the face should not be one of them. And if you do happen to shoot your dog in the face, please don't write about it in your autobiography. This has been a public service announcement directed at any Republican who may be considering murdering their dog.
This is a public service announcement directed at any Republican who may be thinking of murdering the dog. Right. All righty. George in Chicago. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Tom Tank, or good morning to you out there on the West Coast.
Indeed it is.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd like to convey a sentiment that I didn't originate. It's not my own, but I was watching MSNBC earlier this morning, the Morning Joe show, and the point was made that in the not-too-distant past, Assad of Syria killed 500,000 of his own people, virtually all of them Muslims, sometimes with chemical or biological agents. Saddam Hussein did the same to his own people, almost all of them Muslims. He killed 1 million of them, sometimes with biological and chemical agents. And the college and university campuses in this country didn't explode in anger.
And you know why, George?
Well, there's a little matter of Jews being involved.
No, it's got nothing to do with Jews. It's that we did not provide Syria with the weaponry that Assad used to kill his own people. We did not provide Sudan with the weaponry that Bashar al-Assad used to kill his own people. We, you know, that whole list of genocides, we did not provide Myanmar with 2,000-pound dumb bombs to drop on the Rohingya. We did not provide China with the weaponry and the technology to imprison 1 million Uyghurs. We did provide 2,000-pound dumb bombs to Netanyahu, and he dropped them on civilians and killed them. This is being done with our money, our weapons, and in our name. None of those other genocides had anything to do with the United States.
Well, I believe that to at least some extent, the ones in Iraq did.
Nope.
You recall the meeting between Rumsfeld and Saddam Hussein, and we did sell the raw materials for chemical agents.
Yeah, but that's you know, selling selling something to another country, number one. And number two, you know, I don't know that if there's a fair amount of evidence that that sale was illegal. And most Americans didn't even know it was happening. I mean, it wasn't until we invaded Iraq that the pictures of Rumsfeld shaking hands with Saddam Hussein even came out. I just don't, there's no conceivable analogy there, George, and essentially what Joe Scarborough was saying, he was quoting Netanyahu's considerable publicity machine, was there's been all these other genocides. What's wrong with our genocide?
I'm not a partisan in this. The word that's been going through my mind for the last 6-7 months is just the horror. I can't make heads or tails out of it. There's bad actors on all sides.
Yeah, this has nothing, in my mind, this has nothing to do with Jews or not Jews or Muslims or not Muslims. This has to do with a country that has been operating functionally as an apartheid state, being attacked by the people that they've been oppressing, and I think oppressing is a legitimate use of language here, and in response to that attack, wildly disproportionately response to that attack, has killed 30,000 plus civilians with our weaponry and our money and our bombs. And I think it's an entirely reasonable thing that Americans would stand up and say to their government, we are saying this. These protesters are speaking to Biden. They are speaking to the American administration. You wouldn't rise up in protest to the American administration and say, why aren't you stopping the killing in Syria of Syrians by Assad? We got nothing to do with it. We're not the ones who facilitated it. We're not the ones who paid for it. We're not the ones who gave Assad the money. We're not the one who gave him the bombs. Why are you even talking about this? Well, because the message that Netanyahu is trying to sell right now, and I'm not buying it, is, yeah, hey, there's a bunch of other genocides out there. Why are you whining about mine?
I think you've convinced me, Tom. I'm going to change my mind.
Okay. Thank you, George. Good talking to you. Mike in Fresno, California. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Amy Goodman, about 6 months ago, reported that people running for Congress that have spoken out against Israel would be primaried. And that I believe Citizens United and AIPAC have worked together to protect Israel, from ever hearing a bad word from Congress. My question is, has this expanded on to the universities? That's all I got. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm guessing that a large part of the public relations effort here to lift up Elise Stefanik and her persecution of university presidents and then exploit the outrage on university campuses and try to turn it into something that is being sold as anti-Semitism is probably a fairly comprehensive effort and a very well-funded effort. AIPAC has announced that they're going to allocate, I believe it was hundreds of thousands of dollars, it's been a few weeks since I did the story, to take down the squad. They're explicitly going after, those 4, 5, 6 women who including Rashida Tlaib, of course, who have criticized Israel's actions here. But, I think this thing is going to get out ahead of them. These students are speaking a moral truth. And an awful lot of them are Jewish, by the way. There's a lot of Jewish students who are participating in these protests against Israel killing people in Gaza. Israel has every right to go after Hamas, and in fact should. Hamas is a scourge. Hamas, needs to be destroyed. But when you indiscriminately kill 30,000 civilians, you're just creating a whole new generation of Hamas. It's like, Netanyahu is trading the long-term safety of Israel for his short-term get out of jail, rally around me because we're at war strategy. It's the same thing George W. Bush tried to do with Iraq. And it's wrong. It's just wrong. Mike, I got to move along. Thank you for the call. George in Palestine, Illinois. Hey, George, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Nice talking to you. I just wanted to first say I love your pictures that you put up about your mountains and your rivers and your lakes and stuff. I spent 50% of my time up in the mountains. Anyhow, yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah. It's a beautiful state.
Oh, gosh. I love it. Anyhow, I'm about the protesters, too, is what I have to say about. And I heard just what you said. I agree with a lot of it. I just think that there's a better way than... I'm a veteran from Vietnam, and there's a better way than the violence and burning my flag, you know. And if they really want, I'll start a go-to fund, and I'll fly them over there and let them look at it.
Has anybody burned an American flag in any of these protests? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, yes,
I've seen Israeli flags burned, but...
Yes, sir. About four of them so far.
Huh. Well, that's unfortunate. I would argue that the what's happening is, and just like we saw in 1968, that the outliers, the people who don't represent the vast majority of the folks who are protesting, are the ones that are getting all the attention in the media.
Right, right. No, I agree with you there, too. But like I say, there's got to be a better way.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of, and I don't mean this to be dismissive or condescending, but, you know, a lot of young people are relatively politically naive, and they don't realize how something like that can be used against them and against the entire movement. George, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the sane among us. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Cops killed in Charlotte, North Carolina. A joint federal and local fugitive task force went to arrest a man. There was a gunfight, 8 officers shot, 4 killed, as was the person they were trying to arrest. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper met with the families of the murdered cops.
I let them know that on behalf of the people of North Carolina, that we are grateful for them and the lives of those officers who put their lives on the line, and how much we appreciate it.
In Nogales, Arizona, prosecutors say they will not retry George Allen Kelly for gunning down a Mexican man on Kelly's property last year. The jury in the 75-year-old's trial couldn't reach a unanimous verdict, the judge declaring a mistrial. House and Senate negotiators have agreed on a $105 billion bill designed to improve air travel safety. Among other things, it'll increase the number of air traffic controllers. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Health officials are reassuring people that pasteurized milk from Wisconsin is safe to drink. Dairy cows in other states have come down with the bird flu in recent weeks, but so far there are no reports of bird flu in Wisconsin. In the meantime, dairy farmers are urged to be on the lookout and let health officials know if they have any sick animals. The most conservative U.S. House Republicans may try to remove Speaker Mike Johnson from his post this week. Wisconsin's Brian Stile is against the idea.
It'd be a distraction. What we need to be focused on is the issues of the day. I'd be disappointing if any of my colleagues bring that forward, and hopefully we can keep Speaker Johnson in his job.
Stiles speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. The Republicans' right wing is unhappy with Johnson over the foreign aid package that passed last week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're looking for something to watch, here's a new Schwab emendation. Liam Neeson's In the Land of Saints and Sinners is a good film. Neeson had fallen into a rut of cookie-cutter revenge films, but Saints and Sinners has a solid story, is set in Ireland, where the actor plays an enforcer who is searching for more out of life and butts heads with a group of Irish Republican Army soldiers. The film has just enough action, really good characters, and is in a beautiful setting. Jerry Seinfeld says you can't worry about being politically correct when it comes to comedy. The 69-year-old comedy legend was discussing Unfrosted, his feature film directorial debut, about Pop-Tarts with Page Six when he segued into the topic of offensive comedy. The comedian says, pick up a paper, look for jokes, and just navigate around them. Jerry says he is not worried about being politically correct with his act, which is a tough stance and shows a lot of backbone. He's also worth $1 billion. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, west winds, and by daybreak, temperatures in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, we'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies, highs reaching the lower 70s. Tuesday night, some showers and thunderstorms across the area. Right now, it's 48.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on child care. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow joins us from Up North News at 10:33. In hour number two, we talk about funding our green spaces with the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
That the laws that should hold him accountable is, it doesn't specifically state that, you know, the thing that you're claiming I did, so you can't prosecute me. Okay. It doesn't specifically state that I can't declare classified documents as unclassified as I leave with them. And they're my personal documents. So it doesn't specifically say what is or isn't a personal document of the president. And, you know, unfortunately, this U.S. Supreme Court is willing to go along with that thinking as if intent is thoroughly indiscernible. But think about how long and confusing the Constitution and other federal legal authority would be if legislators had to anticipate every single variable of activity for a law to be enforceable. Sure. I mean, I spent time in school learning how to read and interpret laws and case law. I can't imagine, even with what we have right now, how the average American decides, let me look up what my, you know, even my local county thing is. So, you know, I wanted to point out that this approach to it doesn't say what it doesn't say is
textualism.
Really specious.
Yes.
Yeah, it's textualism. And what it does is it essentially pushes SCOTUS's job, which is interpreting the laws, to the political process where big business and Republicans can corrupt the legislative process with legalized bribery, gerrymandering, and voter suppression.
Yeah, and you want to see this go into hyperdrive. Look at what happens if they shoot down the Chevron deference, and say that regulatory agencies can no longer hire scientists and experts to come up with their own rules. That those rules have to be written by Congress. You're going to have a real mess.
And that's another thing that the Supreme Court is very seriously considering doing. Marie, thank you. That was a great analysis. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Glenn in Chicago. Hey, Glenn, what's up?
Yeah, you hear me okay, Tom?
Yeah, yeah, you're a little weird, but yeah, okay.
Okay, and now it's the Supreme Court hearing on presidential immunity. You want to talk about that a second. Now, the justices, some of them gave very specific hypotheticals, as you recall. If I were DOJ and if I was allowed to, I'd ask the justices if I may provide a hypothetical. If they allowed me to, I would say something like this. If the present POTUS decided that one of the justices before me, his or her decision is contrary to the American values, whatever that is, and orders the SEAL Team 6 to assassinate, and they do that particular justice, under some of their scenarios, is that POTUS now criminally immune from prosecution?
Yeah, no, this is, I keep saying, the question that didn't get asked during that hearing was, what if Trump decides he wants to assassinate a Supreme Court justice? That would have brought it home, as it were, and I think forced them to have a little more serious take on it. But yeah, I'm with you, Glenn. I'm with you. Thank you very much for that. Juanita in New Lexington, Ohio. Hey, Juanita, what's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. About that, the Supreme Court, we need 13 justices on the court because we got nine districts, and we got 13 districts. So we need to add some Supreme Court.
I agree.
And it drives me crazy that everybody says Joe Biden's fault. Joe Biden's fault. Well, he's not the president of Israel.
Yes, you're right.
And this known person that she's the governor. She reminds me of a person that they profile on ID, signs of a psycho.
Oh, really? She reminds me a lot of Lauren Boebert. You know, I think they've got a lot in common in their personalities.
It's all about the guns. But dogs are not just dogs. Dogs are defenders with soldiers. They're defenders of cops, and they're everybody.
They're family. You know, a dog should be a member of your family. Juanita, I got to run, but thank you for the call. And spot on. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires you. So make sure you're registered to vote and, double check your voter registration. Vote.org is the place you can double check all this stuff and make sure all your friends are registered too. So tag your it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely...
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Conrad returns from his long weekend off, and I head back to Green Bay to welcome musician Eric Chellin from the band The Mascot Theory and actor Kurt Krause.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.